It was a loud cry heard around the country in 2015. Thousands of Black Lives Matter supporters demanding sweeping changes to the nation's criminal justice system. The movement has been gaining support over the past 2 years, following a series of high-profile police encounters that led to the deaths of unarmed African Americans. Activists say they want to end what they describe as police brutality and racial discrimination in mostly black neighborhoods. Black Lives Matter member Dennis Rodriguez says the movement is growing.
They open our eyes to everything. They help us understand that while we may not be seen as human or powerful currently, that the fruits of our labor will soon come.
Time and time again,
Black Lives Matter has been increasing its profile through street protests and a strong social media campaign. The movement is pressuring lawmakers and potential presidential contenders to address their concerns. Political analyst Elsie Scott.
It has started us to talking about police reform again when we had ignored that since September 11th, when we had been more focused on national security rather than community policing.
I want to deal with what we can to keep people from putting themselves in situations where you get bad outcomes.
E.W. Jackson, a pastor and conservative community activist, says Black Lives Matter should put as much emphasis on the dozens of daily black-on-black homicides as opposed to focusing solely on the killings by police officers.
If you paint the picture that all of your problems have to do with race or have to do with police brutality, then it seems to me you are avoiding essential issues.
But attorney and community activist Nakichi Taifa disagrees.
It's not to say that all lives don't matter. It's not what it means. What it means is that specific attention at this period, at this time, needs to be placed on people who are most adversely impacted by the laws and policies that are going on.
Yet former police officer Leon Threet believes Black Lives Matter has been more divisive than a uniting movement.
It should not be police against the community. It should be helping creating an environment or a platform for community oneness, bringing those parties to the table, talking about trusting, talking about relationships.
Leaders of Black Lives Matter say the organization is working to build relationships with police departments. They say they will continue to stage street protests to highlight deadly or violent confrontations between black men and police officers. Chris Simpkins, VOA News, Washington.